And joining us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs, Brian Upton. And Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to talk with us this evening.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I just really appreciate the opportunity to get on here and to brag a little bit about these young ladies that play basketball and how much hard work they put in to be good at something like that.
Absolutely. And a pair of underclassmen here, is I know you had a pretty young bunch this year, didn't you?
Yeah, we had one senior. Unfortunately, McKinley Hurley was probably our most impactful player, and we lost her about 8 games into the season to a torn ACL. And so we had to kind of learn on the fly and grow up pretty quick as a team, and I thought we did that. We had some obstacles, we had some rough patches, but we kind of fought through and was playing some pretty good basketball by the end of the year.
All right, and let's talk about the two girls from your squad who made the Dream Team this year, and we'll start with the sophomore, Whitley Richmond. What can you tell me about that young athlete?
Well, Whitley's just a, first of all, she's a tremendous young lady. If you ever have a chance to meet her, she has always got a smile on her face, which is really nice. But she led us in scoring this year at 14.1 points a game. She led us in rebound at 8.9 a game, about 2.7 steals, which was also led our team, and then she had an average just under 3 assists, so a real good all-around player. She's about a 5'9 post player, was our number back end of our defense, and definitely impact player on offense. So she was really important cog to the machine. When after our senior got hurt, she went from averaging 8 or 9 points a game to over 16 points a game, so she really stepped up her game when we needed it, and she was voted by our teammates as our most outstanding player.
Sounds like kind of one of those girls that's easy to coach and willing to do whatever you ask them to do.
Oh, definitely. She is just, you know, and I've got a lot of great girls on the team that, you know, all of them are willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. Just Whitley is one of those that every time you see her, she's got a smile on her face. Those are great kids to be around.
Absolutely. And then the other member this year is Lexi Tolson. She's a junior. What can you tell me about her?
Well, Lexi was our third leading scorer. She averaged just under 6 points a game. She was our leader in assists at just under 4 per game. She averaged about 4 rebounds and about a steal a game. Extremely solid player. Her role really changed also this year due to the injury to McKinley. She went from kind of being the number 2 guard to being our primary ball handler. She had to really step up and become a scoring threat, as well as McKinley was our leading scorer before she was injured. And I know both of those things are a little bit out of her comfort zone. She's a good player that really works hard, and as she got kind of thrust into the spotlight a little bit, it took a few games for her to get used to that, I think, but by the end of the year, she was handling the ball probably 70 or 80% of the time, doing a tremendous job. And I think this year, although it was a little bit rough sometimes for the team with McKinley getting hurt, I think it gave some players some opportunity to grow, and I think Lexi certainly took advantage of that opportunity and grew into a player that I know she could be, and which is, you know, take care of the basketball. She gets in and out of our offense, and she's another one of those girls you just love to be around. Always working hard, always trying to figure out how to get better, and those kids you like to be around.
Injuries are just part of the game, something that, you know, teams have to deal with on a year-to-year basis, and you kind of touched on it just briefly there, that this a sophomore and a junior with Whitley and Lexi, even though you had to deal with, maybe went through some rough patches due to that injury this year, how valuable is that experience of her having to move to the one spot and Lexi and having to handle the ball a lot more than she'd be comfortable with? How important is that for these players that are going to be coming back for you next year?
It's tremendously important. You know, both those players, as well with all the players, everybody had to step up a little bit. Not one person was going to replace McKinley, but, you know, Whitley did her job scoring and rebounding. I think she ended up with like 8 double-doubles, and almost all of those double-doubles were after McKinley was injured. So she learned how to elevate her game to a point that, you know, she was capable of doing it. And especially learning that as a sophomore was tremendous. And then with Lexi, you know, she is just a real high basketball IQ kid anyways. I mean, she really understands the game, and this just forced her into some areas that she wasn't super comfortable with. And going into next year, she's going to be, it'll be old hat to her. So the experience for both of them will be tremendous as we head into next season.
And it surely breaks your heart to have to have them come back again next year, right?
That's right. I'll have a lot of experience coming back next year. Like the only senior this year was McKinley, and we missed her, you know, for 3/4 of the season. So the whole group that really, like I said, we had some good times and bad times throughout the season. That whole group's going to be back, and we've got some girls that will be moving up from our freshman ranks, I'm sure. So I'm already looking forward to next year and what we can do.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with Coach Brian Upton of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs and his pair of players on the Dream Team this year, Whitley Richmond and Lexi Tolson. Coach, again, thanks for taking the time out to talk with us here this evening. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover?
No, I just, again, I appreciate the opportunity to get on here and brag a little bit about some kids that really put in a lot of time and effort, and it's nice to be able to reward them a little bit with a little bit of air time and a little bit of recognition, so I appreciate that.
There you have it, Coach Brian Upton of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.